The group of chemicals known as PFAS turn up in products we use every day. They're linked to high blood pressure for pregnant women and higher risk of cancers. Over time, PFAS chemicals have ended up in our water supply. Massachusetts has strict limits on PFAS in the water, but it and other states may soon have to put in tighter rules. And as WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, it may be expensive to do.
The town of Littleton, Massachusetts, about 40 miles outside Boston, has a brand new water treatment plant. It's not a head-turning piece of architecture. It kind of looks like a field house, or maybe an overgrown shed.
A thing of beauty, huh? a big brick building. It's not the outside that matters, it's what's inside.
Nick Lawler is the general manager of the Littleton Electric Light and Water Departments. He oversees the drinking water for all the residents and businesses in this town of about 10,000. And today, he's showing off his latest project.
This is ratepayer money, so we didn't put a lot of funding into decorations.
The plant will remove PFAS and other contaminants from Littleton's drinking water, and it's costing about $16 million. That's a lot of money for a small town. The annual budget for the water department is usually around $4 million. Water and Sewer Superintendent Corey Godfrey points out where that money is going.
I guess the first thing you notice is 10 very large filter vessels. They look like big steel tanks, basically.
The tanks that will filter PFAS are so big, they had to cut a hole in the floor to fit them.
Why are they so big? I guess they just have to be that big?
So that's the carbon that you need to remove the amount of PFAS we have.
In 2020, Massachusetts set a limit on the amount of PFAS in public drinking water. Since then, towns like Littleton have spent millions trying to remove it. The state limit is one of the strictest in the country, 20 parts per trillion. That's like a drop of water in a swimming pool.
So that gives you a sense of really how toxic these chemicals are.
Wendy Higer-Bernays is a toxicologist at Boston University. She advised the state on the PFAS regulations. PFAS chemicals have been used in thousands of products since the mid-20th century, from food packaging to firefighting foam. They leach into groundwater from landfills, military bases, factories, and other locations, and they stick around for a very long time. Because they are so pervasive, Higer-Bernays says, meeting the state's strict drinking water limit is difficult and expensive.
It is a real problem because the cost of doing this is enormous.
Some towns have been able to recoup some costs from polluters, if they can trace the contamination to a factory or military base. But in Littleton, it's unclear where the PFAS came from. The water department got state grants and loan forgiveness to help pay for the new plant. But the rest of the bill will be passed on to water customers as a 30% rate hike spread over decades. Again, Nick Lawler with Littleton Light and Water.
It's a lot of money. It's a strain, especially during these economic times. People are pulling at everything to try to pay their bills. But they understand this community is always, willing to pay for clean water.
For other communities, it's not so simple. The 500,000 Massachusetts residents who get their drinking water from private wells have to pay for PFAS testing and cleanup on their own. Hello, Bill.
Hi Barbara. Yeah.
Bill Watcher lives in Stowe, a small rural town about 30 miles outside Boston. There's a farm across the street from his house and woods in the backyard.
For a town this size, it has a lot of conservation land and still a lot of open spaces. So it has that bucolic feel to it.
Stowe also has a couple known sources of PFAS pollution, like an old fire station and a former mill. So Watcher decided to have his well tested for PFAS, just to be safe. When the result came back, he was shocked. It was 52 parts per trillion, more than twice the state limit for a public water system.
I mean, you've lived here for 37 years, and you've brought up two children here, and so you don't know what the long-term health implications are for all those years of drinking maybe tainted water.
Watcher wasn't sure where to turn. There are no state or town rules for testing or filtering water from individual private wells. A full house filtration system can cost thousands of dollars. Watcher found a smaller filter to install under his kitchen sink. It costs close to $600, and he paid for it himself. Besides cost, private well owners are reluctant to test for PFAS, concerned that it could lower the value of their home. And if their property turns out to be a PFAS source, they could be liable for damages to their neighbors' homes. Despite those concerns, Bill Watcher says he doesn't regret testing his well.
I think you're better off knowing that there's an issue and remediating it, and knowing that you're, you know, at least doing something.
So far, 170 municipal water systems in the state have found PFAS over the legal limit. Almost all have brought the contamination down to state levels. But the EPA is expected to announce federal regulations for PFAS in drinking water this month, and the agency has signaled that the new limits will be very low. That means communities that thought they were in the clear could suddenly have PFAS levels above the legal limit and will have to pay to clean up their water.
So I think that people are very concerned about that piece of it.
Jennifer Peterson is the executive director of the Massachusetts Waterworks Association, an industry group.
Substantial investments have been made in Massachusetts to the tunes of, you know, $100 million plus already.
More help is on the way. The federal government is giving Massachusetts $38 million to clean up emerging contaminants like PFAS in drinking water. But it's doubtful that even millions will be enough to clean up this widespread water pollution. In the end, the cost of clean water will likely be borne by us all. For Here and Now, I'm Barbara Moran.